God dang, dude. I'm gonna have to say that is true. That's a cap, as you say.
It, you said it's, is it true or not true?
I don't know, man. What the f is cap, or what the hell does cap mean anyway, dude?
Riding the Bench. Without further ado, here are your hosts, Caleb Brown and Jacob Fagundes. Riding the Bench.
Welcome back to the Riding the Bench podcast. My name is Jacob Fagundes.
I am not Caleb Brown.
And we are super excited to talk some sports with you guys today. We may talk crap about your favorite sports, your favorite teams, your favorite player, but this is a fun environment. If you can't handle that,
you may leave.
So as you heard him say, he is not Caleb Brown. Caleb wasn't feeling well. He wasn't able to be on this episode, but he still wanted to make sure that we got one out for you guys. So he said, find someone. So today I am joined by my dad as a guest host. How's it going, Padre?
Fantastic. I appreciate it, man. Even though I was your second pick, I still appreciate it.
If I'm being honest, you were my third pick. I texted Joey, my brother, first, and then texted you, but it's okay.
It's all right, man. It's good.
But you made it, and Madre didn't. Yes. Madre's been wanting to be on the podcast forever, and I told her, no, not this week.
Yeah, but you should get her on here. She'll be good.
Eventually.
You got to talk about Dan Marino, though, so.
Yeah, it's about the only sports name she knows. That and Buster Posey. We trained her well.
They're two good ones.
Yeah. But it's us this week. Caleb's not feeling well. He wanted to make sure we still got a podcast up. So prayers up for him. Hopefully he's feeling better soon as he can be back next week.
Yeah, get better, kid.
Let's jump right into it. So Caleb normally writes the NFL. I had a couple things I wanted to talk about. Oh, this was a very last minute thing, by the way, too. I got a text about 2 o'clock today and he said, I'm not feeling good. Find someone else to fill in for me. And so I was at work at the time. And so I didn't really have a lot of time to rewrite everything. So I have a couple notes for NFL. Padre, I know you have a couple notes for NFL, so we'll just go through those real quick. Week one just happened. Super exciting, except I'm very upset. Josh Allen sucks. It's actually the complete opposite. I just am not a fan of him right now because he is the reason I lost fantasy football this week. I was supposed to win up until that fourth quarter, and so I want to talk about that just for a minute. The Bills made a 15-point comeback with less than 4 minutes on the clock to beat the Ravens on Sunday.
That's unbelievable. That's super impressive. I mean, yeah.
I think I saw that Josh Allen in the fourth quarter had like over 260 yards and 2 rushing touchdowns just in the fourth quarter.
Crazy, man. That's what teams get in a game sometimes.
Yeah. It's insane. Cost me my fantasy this week, and so I was pretty upset about that.
Yeah, kind of what J.J. McCarthy did to your brother last night on his fantasy deal. So
yeah. What kicked off the NFL season this year? The Eagles-Cowboys game. Of course, you had opening kickoff that kicked off the season. That lasted about 6 seconds. And so 6 seconds into the game, Jalen Carter, the Eagles' defensive tackle, got ejected from the game for spitting on Dak Prescott.
He got suspended for the game.
Yes. So it came out, his punishment came, well, we're recording on Tuesday night. His punishment came out today. His punishment, he got fined $57,222. I don't know why that number, but he got fined about
I think that's his game salary, would be my guess.
Okay, that makes sense. But he got fined $57,000, and they also suspended him for one game. But they said that he served his suspension in the game that he was ejected in.
Well, technically, like you said earlier, he didn't play in the game, so technically he never took the field.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I mean...
Yeah, he didn't play a snap. Like, this was right after kickoff. One of the Eagles players went down hurt on the kickoff, and while they were attending to him, Jalen Carter got in Dak Prescott's face and spit on him. Which it was funny.
But afterwards there was talk of Dak spitting in some direction before homeboy spit on him. So I don't know, but there's a difference between spitting on the ground or spitting towards somebody and spitting on somebody.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. It was funny though. I was actually, I was at Caleb's watching the game. He's a big Cowboys fan. Those of you who listen to the podcast know that, but I was at Caleb's watching the game with his mom and his stepdad. And, when this all happened, it's funny cause his mom and stepdad are both retired cops. And so, when this happened, Coach Mo, Caleb's mom, looks at me and goes, "That's assault." And then like named the offense that it was. Like it was like a
1:37 or something, like,
She like actually named it was. She's all, "That's assault." And so I thought it was really funny because they're diehard Cowboys fans. So they took it to heart and they hate the Eagles, but it was really funny.
That's great.
Yes. I want to talk a little bit about my Broncos. Bo Nix absolutely struggled.
I started him in my fantasy league, and you know, I was like, well, that didn't work out too well for me.
Yeah, I also started him in our fantasy league, and he put up 5 points for me, while Josh Allen on the other side put up 47. So it wasn't great. But
47 and what, 30 of them came in that one quarter.
Yeah, in like the last 4 minutes of the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
But Bo Nix didn't look great, but the defense, the Broncos defense looked absolutely unstoppable. They did not let up a single touchdown for on the rookie QB, Mr. Cam Ward. They looked great. I'm super excited about the defense. I hope Bo Nix can pick it up, but I just want to talk about that a little bit because I'm a homer.
Yeah, no, they looked solid, man. And I got to say, those little patches that they put on the dudes' uniforms this year that for like defensive player of the year or whatever they did, like that Sertan was wearing.
Yeah, the gold crest.
That's a cool little deal they're doing this year. I like that.
We didn't even talk about that on the podcast. I'll mention it real quick. This year, the NFL, for the 5 main award winners, they are giving them the gold crests on their uniforms instead of the silver ones. So it's last year's MVP, offensive player of the year. So Josh Allen, offensive player of the year was Saquon Barkley. Defensive player of the year was Pat Surtain. Offensive rookie of the year was Jaden Daniels. And defensive rookie of the year, I don't even remember who was the defensive rookie of the year last year.
My mind's going blank.
So I'm looking it up for you guys.
Yep. That's what Google's for, man.
So, see, Caleb would be hating on me right now.
Yeah, he'd be spitting it out. Oh, it was so-and-so with 147 interceptions.
Who was it? Oh, Abdul Carter. I knew that. It was Abdul Carter. So those five are all wearing the gold crests on their jerseys this year instead of the silver ones like everyone else, which I think is really cool.
Yeah, I thought it was a cool deal. I just noticed it on his uniform because that was the game I happened to be watching when they mentioned it.
Yeah. Amari Cooper, a couple weeks ago, signed a contract to return to the Las Vegas Raiders, was there. He said, "I still got some left in the tank," was ready to play, and then not even a month later decided, you know what, I'm going to retire, and left the Raiders hanging.
Yeah, that's that's pretty wild.
Yeah,
I mean, I guess he wanted to retire a Raider.
Maybe, but he said he's gonna play.
Yeah, I mean, that's one roundabout way to do it if you're gonna do it.
Yeah.
Hey, sign me to a contract, and I'm gonna retire now. See ya.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't know how much he would have brought to the table, to be honest with you.
Yeah, he wasn't great last time he was with the Raiders. He was definitely on the downside of his career, and so. I just think it's funny.
It was on the downside of his career when he went there the first time.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, I just think it was funny.
Yeah, it's kind of funny if you're not a Raider fan.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm not a Raider fan. I actually
am. Yeah, so you're a different rival, fan. So of course,
it's great. Division rival. It's great. I'm going to put it in. I love this new software. I could just click the cheering button and it does cheering. But I want to give a big round of applause. Did it work? Oh, now it's not working. Oh, wow. Way to make me look dumb. There it is. Congratulations to Mr. Matthew Stafford. He is the 10th QB in NFL history to hit 60,000 passing yards. He did it this past Sunday.
That's crazy, you know. He's had a pretty solid career.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
he's been in the league forever.
Yeah, I mean,
60,000 passing yards.
And he's thrown a ton of passes. So
yeah,
that's cool, man. That's awesome. Good for him.
Yeah. That's all I have for NFL.
I wanted to touch on the 49ers injury bug, dude. I mean, you want to talk about a team that just getting screwed by injuries. Like last year they lost homeboy, what's his name? CMC, Christian McCaffrey.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that dude has been injured since draft day. I think he sprained his ankle going up on stage. But but I mean, losing Kittle, that's gonna hurt him. And then if Brock is out for any length of time, that's gonna suck. But if he has a nagging lower leg injury, man, that's a rough one for the season. So yeah, we gotta keep an eye on those Niners, and
it seems to be the same. Seems to be the same way every year. The Niners always get hit with injuries. We've talked about it before. Shanahan needs to be fired, and that's not an injury thing. That's just he's
a great, great offensive coordinator, man. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, he's solid, but man, he can't hold on to a lead to save his ass.
Yeah, yeah. You got anything else for football?
Nah, man, that's about it, really.
All right, so we will move on to the MLB. I actually wrote this before last night, obviously, because I thought we were going to record last night. But a couple nights ago, Yoshinobu Yamamoto of the Dodgers took a no-hitter through 8 2/3 innings and then ended up giving a two-run bomb to Mr. Jackson Holliday. And then after, so at this point, they were up 3-2. Then Blake Treinen and Tanner Scott came in and blew the game. They had a no-hitter, had not given up any hits with two outs in the ninth inning, and then gave up four runs with two outs and lost the game in the bottom of the ninth. The Orioles ended up walking it off.
You know, that's a bummer, you know, overall, but doesn't break my heart. I'm not a big Dodger fan. You should do, just an editing note, is when you mention Dodgers, you should throw a boo sound effect in there, dude.
I'll have to find one.
Yeah, you do. You got to do that. And then say, there you go, Riddle. out, Coach Riddle.
Shout out, Coach Riddle. It's been a while since we mentioned Riddle.
Yeah, just give him a shout out, man. I dig that guy.
And then last night, Monday night, who was it? Tyler Glasnow took a no-hitter into the eighth or ninth inning, and Blake Treinen ended up coming in and selling the game again. So I think they ended up blowing it in the ninth again, and they lost again. So they're the first team in MLB history to take two no-hitters in 3 days into the ninth inning and lose them both.
That's that's not a claim to fame you really want to have right there, but
no, but I love it.
Happened to a better squad. Yeah,
I love it.
That brings me to the wild card hunt. I don't know if you have a note on that, man, but I just wanted to make note, since we're talking to the Dodgers, I want to throw a shout out to the Giants, who find themselves 2.5 back of that last wild card spot held by the Mets of all teams. And we all know what happens to the Mets this time of year. They get to Metting.
Yeah.
So yeah. Giants just need to keep playing ball like they're playing, man.
Yeah, for sure. They're up right now. They're up 3-0 against the Diamondbacks in the third inning. They're hitting bombs, man. Like, they are hitting so many home runs. So it's been fun to watch. But yeah,
it's been wild to watch as a Giants fan to see them hit so many home runs.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
I just want to give a shout out too, because I think earlier tonight, Aaron Judge hit his 359th home run to surpass Yogi Berra for fifth on the Yankees list of home run leaders.
Valley boy.
So yeah, yeah. You know, where's he from?
Linden.
Linden, there you go.
Linden, California.
Linden, California. But no, I thought that was pretty cool, man. I mean, that's he's up there with some names now, man. You got DiMaggio, who he'll probably pass in like 3 days because DiMaggio's got 361.
Oh, yeah.
And he's at 359. So, you know, he hits three home runs. Hell, you could pass that in the next game, dude. You know, who knows?
Yeah.
And then he's got a wild Gehrig. He sits at 493. Mantle at 563. And Ruth at 659.
Nice. So. While we're talking about lists like that, Justin Verlander passed Gaylord Perry for the 8th on the all-time strikeouts list. He now has 3,535 strikeouts. So big congratulations, Justin Verlander.
Nice.
He's the Bust Giants.
Yeah, yeah, oddly enough. So that's cool.
Yeah, yeah. So
Verlander's had some struggles this year, man, but he's also had some games that he probably should have won that he didn't get, so.
Yeah, but he's also really old. He's, what, 43, 44?
Yeah, like, I think they got him kind of to work with the younger kids, you know, kind of give him some knowledge and some insight. Uh-oh.
I have no idea why I had an alarm set for 7:30. Sorry, guys.
It's okay.
Oh, it's supposed to be AM. It's supposed to be my alarm to wake up in the morning.
Oh, well, you better reset that bad boy. Oh, while we touched on Mantle, dude, let's give a shout out to Kyle Raleigh, who's right there going for single season switch hitter record, home run record.
Yes, he hit number 53 either last night or the night before, either Monday night or Sunday night. And the record for switch hitter home runs in a single season is 54 with Mickey Mantle. So he needs one to tie, two to beat it. I mean, I know we don't have a lot of the season left, but I hope he goes all the way and beats Judge's single season record for the American League. I think that'd be cool.
Yeah, that would be cool.
A switch hitting catcher breaking the single season American League home run record. I think that'd be cool.
A switch hitting catcher hitting 50 home runs in a season is phenomenal, dude. I mean, think about how much he works them legs.
Yeah.
And what do you need to hit home runs, man? You need your legs, dude. So it's impressive that he's kept it up all season long.
Yeah. Yeah. Kyle Schwarber also just hit his 50th home run a couple days ago.
So, that guy's a beast. I think he could hit all the, four in one game, dude, that's ridiculous. And he could have had five. I don't even know.
He could have had five. He scooted up against a position player, too.
Yeah. He just got too antsy. He's like, his mouth was watering, and he's like, I'm going to get this guy.
Yeah. You could tell because he was all mad when he didn't hit it, too. Padre, I got a question for you. Have you seen the whole situation with the Karen, the Phillies fan?
Hey, who was a Karen? As a matter of fact, I have a note about that here on my I know that the player that we're going to mention is near and dear to both of our hearts. He's got one of the best. The best last names in baseball. The master, dude.
The master, Mr. Harrison Bader. He's our master Bader.
I love that guy, dude.
But yeah, so for those of you who didn't see, there was a home run ball. It was a Marlins-Phillies game in Miami. I think they're still – is the stadium still in Miami? Oh, yeah. They're the Miami
It's in
Marlins
Florida now. Somewhere, man. Maybe a hurricane blew it somewhere else. I have no idea.
But there was a home run ball. It hit this lady's hands, and she dropped it. And so a dad – there was no one in the row. A dad ran through the row, picked it up, and gave it to his son because it was his birthday. So he got his son the home run ball. Well, this lady walks over to the family. It was a dad, his son, and I believe their daughter, and starts yelling at him and goes, "That was my ball. That was my ball." And gets all mad. A Karen.
Fully
Karen. And then he ended up giving the ball back because he got interviewed and he said, "All I wanted was for her to leave us alone. Like, I just wanted her to stop bugging my son."
Yeah, so, you can't blame him. I mean, he didn't do anything wrong.
No, the ball was on the ground. She dropped it. So she was completely in the wrong. Like, she ran over there and started arguing with him and yelling at him, which was awful. There's a reason why she's getting so much hate and backlash.
Yeah, I mean, when she saw him reach into the kid's glove and pull it out of his son's glove and hand it to her, she should have said, "Oh," and gave it back and turned around and went, dude.
Yeah.
That's rule number one in baseball at the stadium is, you know, I mean, unless you're a huge fan and it's a money ball, if you will, of course, you're going to keep it for yourself. But if it's just a ball, dude, and there's a kid there, you know, and just give it to the kid.
Yeah.
You know, unless you're with a kid, you know what I mean? But if you're not with a kid, just give it to a kid.
Yeah.
You'll make his day or her day.
Yeah. But the Marlins ended up coming. People with the Marlins ended up coming to their seats, giving him a little gift bag and stuff, like as an apology. And then after the game, they had the opportunity to go down into the tunnels. They got to meet Harrison Bader. They got him a signed bat. The master. But Bader gave him a signed bat and everything. So the kid got taken care of. Everyone felt really bad about the situation. And now the lady's just a meme. So
the kid was better off for her doing what she did in the long run.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, which is cool because, you know, that dad did nothing wrong.
No.
Me being a dad and having kids at the ball field all the time, you know, there's nothing better than seeing your kid get a ball.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That's awesome. The coolest thing, man.
Yeah, and I work in baseball now, and there's nothing better than seeing a kid get excited because you hand him a ball. It's awesome.
Yeah,
it's fun.
I saw you give a ball to a kid one night when I was in the stands, and you were doing something, dude, and that kid was just so stoked, dude.
Yeah.
You know, just like holding with both hands, staring at it, and his mom, and like I was like, yeah, dude, that's really cool.
It's awesome. Yeah. But that all happened. Now there's like memes of like her outfit and her hair and everything. It's like, this is Karen, and it's like a spirit Halloween packaging. It's like, if you want to be Karen for Halloween, it's funny.
That's great.
But I know we've been dwelling on this topic for a while, but I also want to mention, I heard, I don't remember where I heard it, but I heard that she was an administrator at a school. Like, she worked at a school and was an administrator and actually got fired from her job because of this whole situation. Which I think is hilariously ironic.
Yeah. I mean, that's what she gets.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's hilarious.
She got what she deserved. I mean, the dad came out and said that everybody should just leave her alone.
Yeah,
which is cool. And he's right. You know, I mean, you don't need to ruin her life, you know, just because she's lame.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Go ahead and talk about it, Padre.
I don't know if you had heard anything or saw anything, but Wander Franco, name flash from the past. It's just, I saw the headline today. I was like, oh, no way, man. That's crazy. That dude pretty much threw his whole life away. His parents have had him arrested and held in a mental facility over the weekend.
What?
So evidently he was at some resort and claims somebody stole $16,000 from him. And so his parents just, they were worried about him, you know? And I mean, he's had a track record of making some very poor decisions. So, it might be a little too late for it, but at least, you know, they're trying to get him some help. So, I mean,
yeah,
you know, he's like 24 years old, dude. Like,
yeah,
I mean,
he's super young,
dude. I mean, man, that's just a bummer, dude. Just a bummer. I just saw that in the headlines. I was like, man, there's somebody I haven't heard about in a little bit, you know,
and
it's sad, but like I said, at least his parents are trying to force him into getting some help in one way or another, you know?
Yeah. I heard about his trial and sentencing a couple months ago, but I hadn't heard anything since.
That's
kind of crazy.
I just saw that. I figured, hey, you know, maybe we'll mention that in case, you know, it's just one of those, hey, what's going on there deals, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I just have one piece of NBA news. It's the off season. There's not much going on, but I want to give a big congratulations to Carmelo Anthony. He was inducted into the Naismith Hall of Fame. So
He totally deserves it. That dude was solid. You know, he was in the era of needing to almost hook up with somebody,
mm-hmm.
and never really got the chance to team up with anybody.
Yeah.
You know, and that's a shame because, man, he could have made some people even more dangerous, you know?
Yeah. Imagine him as a warrior.
Yeah.
That would have been insane.
Crazy, you know, or him side by side with Kobe or something, dude, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, crazy.
He had a fantastic career. He's a legend. He's the real Melo. Like, screw the Melo ball. He's
not your Melo. I think of Carmelo, dude, you know? But anyway.
Yeah. But that's all I have with sports news, unless you have anything else.
No, I don't have anything else.
All right. Well, this is just going to run like a regular episode. I don't have any special questions for you or anything. Because like beautiful. I said, this is kind of a last minute thing. You've been on the podcast before. So we're just gonna roll through it. So that brings us to our draft for this week. We've actually done this chat before, me and Caleb, but it was on the episode that we just had so much trouble getting up. So we've done it before. We're super excited. Me and Padre are super excited to do it because I think it's going to be an exciting one. But our draft for this week is sporting events you'd like to attend. So whatever ones are top on your list, top on your bucket list, that's what we're drafting this week. And
you got the first pick, huh?
I had the first pick last week. And so
age before beauty.
So you are filling in for Caleb and you get Caleb's first pick.
Well, all right then. Should I pick like Caleb would, or should I pick like I would?
No, make smart picks. Don't pick like Caleb would.
All righty, man. if I've got the first pick, then I'm going to have to say Home Run Derby.
Okay, yep.
Just because I think that would be really awesome. And it doesn't matter where it would be, you know, because you're going to have the best, you know, you're just going to see some cool hitting, especially after this year's Home Run Derby was phenomenal. I enjoyed it more than I had in a long time. Home Run Derby, man.
I think they finally got the system down. Like, I think they found a good balance between the time and the outs. Like, I think they got it down well.
And it's pretty fair. So,
yeah.
I'm going to go with the Home Run Derby, man. That's an off the wall pick, but I'm going to go with the Home Run Derby.
Yeah. I think Caleb picked that one when we did the draft last time. But I just don't remember where he picked it.
I'm sure he didn't pick a number one though, huh?
No, he didn't. He took the Super Bowl number one. But I'm going to go with the World Series. I think it's the obvious pick. That's where I thought you were going to go. So I'm definitely
going to go with the World Series. It gets dicey because then what if it's like the Dodgers versus Yankees? Dude, I don't give a shit about going to that, dude.
That's a good point. But I mean, it's still the World Series.
Like, yeah, it's still the World Series. If somebody gave me a ticket, I'd go, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so with that being said, I'm going to go with the All-Star Game for baseball.
Yeah.
I've always loved the All-Star Game. I really wish they kept it to the winner gets home field advantage for the World Series, that league.
Yeah.
I just always thought that was a cool twist. But nonetheless, I love the Major League All-Star Game. It's the one that means the most, and they really still play.
Yeah, that's the reason it has the highest viewership out of all the All-Star games. And we talked about this around July when it happened, but and even Caleb agrees as a football fan. The MLB All-Star game is by far the best All-Star event in sports.
And you know, if you go to that event, you're going to see the best ball players giving their best in the game.
Yes,
you know,
because they all care.
Yeah, and they all want to do the best for their fans or whatever that are there. So it's awesome, dude. I'm going to go with that one.
Yeah, yeah. Then I'm going to go with the Super Bowl. I mean, it'd be great. The halftime show and then the game, obviously. Another one where it's like the teams are whatever, but the atmosphere is really going to be what you're there for. So I'm going to go with the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's probably the biggest American atmosphere sport.
Oh, 100%. It's not even close.
They just need to move Super Bowl to Saturday, and that way it's like freaking – then it's off the hook, dude. You think they part now. Just imagine if that game was Saturday night. Woo!
Or keep it on Sunday but make Monday a national holiday.
Yeah, but some of us don't get national holidays off, man. So,
so you want that.
So we keep on Saturday night, man, so we can party down and have Sunday to recoup, dude. Okay. Just saying. Just saying.
Dude. All right. Go ahead, Padre.
It's your third pick. It's up to me now?
Third pick.
Third pick. Third pick. I'm going to go with... I'm going to go with some Olympic stuff, dude. Like,
damn it.
Like I would dig seeing some like gymnastic stuff, you know, like the thing where that dude's on the horse going, that dude was wearing the glasses, you know, that was cool. Yeah, or the uneven bars, those girls on the uneven bars. That's crazy, dude. That'd be some neat stuff to see. Yeah. Or like some swimming, or the diving, dude, where they're like
synchronized
diving is ridiculous, dude. Can you imagine seeing that in person?
Yeah, snowboarding.
Oh yeah, if you get into winter, how about curling? I'll go watch freaking competitive sweeping, dude. That's freaking awesome, dude. That's little sweeps of ice.
Yeah, it's badass.
Yeah. And the luge, dude. Those dudes, dude.
Yeah.
Or the skeleton where they go down like head first, dude, and they're like
those guys are moving too, dude.
Ooh, that's gnarly. That'd be neat to see in person, dude. So I'm going to say Olympic stuff.
It would be cool. I'm going to stick on the global basis and do what baseball does, because the MLB players don't get to play in the Olympics. I'm going to take the World Baseball Classic.
Damn it, dude. I didn't even think about that, man. Good call, Jake. That's a good one. To that see like America play Cuba or something, like some crazy, or like Japan.
Dominican Republic, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's wild. The atmosphere is electric.
I love the World Baseball Classic. I don't know. I mean, bringing baseball back to the Olympics, I'm torn on it personally, man. I don't know. But that's a whole other subject we can go into some other time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Back to me for what pick? Number four?
Fourth pick.
My fourth pick. See, I'm going kind of off the wall, dude, because, like, Super Bowl, that sounds awesome, but, man, that's chaotic. It'd be neat. Like I said, if I got a free ticket, maybe. I don't know, man. Super Bowl. Because I've been to a pro football game, and, man, there's a lot of downtime.
Yeah.
And on the Super Bowl, man, that's going to be even more downtime. I'm going to go with... I'm going to roll with the X Games, dude.
Oh, that makes sense.
I grew up being a skateboarder and whatnot. I still love the sport. I'm a little too fragile to do it too much anymore. when you're old, man, you hit a lot harder and you don't heal so quick. But, man, the X Games, there's a lot of neat stuff at the X Games besides the skateboarding, though. So I'm going to go X Games.
Yeah, for sure. That'd be cool. I didn't even think about that last time we did this. I'm going to stick more to, like, the mainstream stuff. I'm going to go with the college football national championship.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. Look at me. I'm slacking. That's a good one. Especially if, like, the Ducks are playing in it or something, dude.
Yeah. But, I mean, hot take. I think the atmosphere of a college football game is more electric than the atmosphere of an NFL game.
I agree 100%.
Especially when you have like home games with the student sections going crazy. I think I want to go to a Penn State game so bad.
Joey and I were lucky enough. I mean, the situation was what the situation was, but we were lucky enough to attend a Stanford Oregon game at Stanford.
Okay.
And I also attended what happened to be the last televised game in Oakland when the Chargers on Thursday Night Football, which was a pretty electric. I mean, that's an old rivalry, last televised game in Oakland.
Mm-hmm.
By far, way more electric at the Stanford-Oregon game, dude. That game was so awesome, dude. I mean, Stanford ended up winning, which was cool, but Joey's a Duck fan, so... He was a little bummed, but it was way cool because they won in overtime. So it was neat seeing the overtime rules in person, which are way better in the college. So
100%.
So yeah, dude, you're 100% right. College, in my opinion, I agree with you, man. Way better than pro.
Yeah, and I've only been to Fresno State games. But I will admit, Fresno State, I said this in the last episode, has the most electric environment out of a G5 school. 100%. It's not even close. They have the best environment, the best fans out of any G5 school.
Absolutely. I mean, the Bulldogs fans, dude, they travel, man. That's why you'll be hard-pressed to not see the Bulldogs in some bowl game somewhere, because they'll bring them in just because they know they'll bring fans in.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. But you have your fifth and last pick, Padre.
My fifth and last pick. This one's just a personal pick from back in the day. I don't follow the sport as much as I used to, man, but the Bristol Night Race for NASCAR was always something I always wanted to go see. And I still would enjoy going and seeing that.
Yeah, we don't really talk about NASCAR.
No, I know you guys don't talk a lot of NASCAR. Hell, you don't even really know much NASCAR because the sport changed a lot, dude. So,
yeah.
But that track, it's a half-mile track with crazy banking, dude. And it's at night under the lights. They played a baseball game. That's where they played the baseball game.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That racetrack, dude. That racetrack. They do a night race there every August. It's pretty sweet, dude. But anyway, that's what I would pick.
That's awesome. I'm going to stick in the realm of college sports. I'm going to go with the College World Series.
Yes, that's a good one. I was thinking Little League World Series too when I was coming up with my list. Just because, man, that youth baseball championship energy is fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's fun.
It's when the kids still all have a love for the game. It's not about the money. It's not about going pro. It's just kids out there doing it for their buddies.
Yep.
It's awesome. And that's why my favorite players are always the guys who are out there just having fun. Shota Umaga with the Cubs, Brett Phillips when he played. Those were guys who were just out there having a good time.
You know, and as much as I hate it, that's kind of how Shohei comes off in a sense, dude. And
yeah.
You know, I mean, you could tell he loves the game. And, mm-hmm. you know, it is what it is, but God damn him.
Yeah.
He's a good ball player. He's a great ball player, man.
He is a good ball player, and I hate it.
Me too.
But that's all we have for our draft this week. Do you have any honorable mentions?
Nah, man. I mean, you hit a bunch that I didn't even consider. So, yeah. Nah, man. I mean, a lot of people will say World Cup, you know, but...
Yeah, not me.
I mean, I'm sure it's a phenomenal vibe if that's your gig.
But when we say we may talk crap about your favorite sports at the beginning of every episode, we are talking about soccer.
Yeah, pretty much. I think that'd probably be like the number one sport that I really don't care about at all.
Yeah, yeah. But the World Cup, NBA Finals. We didn't do any basketball picks, but the NBA Finals.
Yeah, that would be fun.
All-Star Weekend for the NBA. All the All-Star events. Pro Bowl, NHL All-Star Weekend, NBA All-Star Weekend. Like, those would all be cool, too.
Yeah, they'd be a neat experience. Like, any championship also, I bet, would be fun.
Yeah, the Stanley Cup would be electric. Like, yeah. I know hockey fans get really into it. The Stanley Cup would be awesome.
Yeah, I don't know a lot about hockey, though.
I don't either, but I want to get into hockey. It looks
interesting. Yeah, I know... We went to a few games when you guys were younger, and I realized that the best seats, I don't know if people will agree, is like behind the goal. That way you don't have to turn your head left to right so much so fast.
Yeah.
You know?
But hockey's fun to watch. I just need to get into it more.
I don't have a big enough attention span for all those sports, man.
Yeah.
I got to limit it.
For sure. There's not enough stoppages in hockey.
No. Did you come up with a start bench cut? You doing one this week, or are you waiting off on that?
We have one more segment before start bench cut.
All right, because I came up with one real quick, man, to throw at you, dude.
I'll let you do start bench cut this week then. But we have one more segment before we get there. We've played it once before on our show. Only once, though, and I played it with Caleb, obviously. But this next segment is fact or cap. So, Padre, I will give you a random... fact, and you have to decide, you have to decipher if it's true or not true, fact or cap.
Okay.
It's simple, true or false, RS or BS, shout out Real Stuff Podcast.
Woohoo!
But yeah, it's just like that. So I have three facts for you today, or caps. You have to decipher. But I have three statements for you today, and you have to tell me if they're true or not true. You ready for the first one?
I'm ready.
All right. Factor cap number one. Bo Nix, Josh Allen, and Jared Goff had the same amount of receiving touchdowns as Travis Kelce last season. Like, combined.
Like, they caught that many? Like, they're saying?
Yes. The three of them combined for the same amount of receiving touchdowns as Travis Kelce last season.
Josh Allen. Who were the other one?
Jared Goff and Bo Nix.
I'm going to say that's disinformation, man. That is false.
It's not the word we're looking for, Padre. You got to say it.
That is, what are we looking for? BS?
No, cap.
Cap. There you go, dude. That's cap, my man.
Yes. It's actually fact.
Oh.
They combined for the same amount of receiving touchdowns as Travis Kelce last season, which is embarrassing.
Bo Nix caught a touchdown?
He did catch a touchdown last season.
I knew Jack Goff did, but I didn't know. And I knew the other cat did, but I didn't know that Bo Nix did.
Yeah. Yeah, so they combined for the same amount as Travis Kelce last season, which is embarrassing.
Crazy. Yeah,
Swifty, that's your man.
Dang, man. Did you see that she commented about homeboy hitting him in the head?
Oh, no, I didn't see that.
One of the players hit him in the head after a play, dude, and she all went and commented on it on social media or something, dude. I was like, oh, no. No, not her and Mahomes.
Factor cap number two. Sister Jean from Loyola, you know who I'm talking about?
Yep.
She has been alive to see all 27 Yankees World Series. Factor cap.
How old did you say she was? You didn't give me her age.
I didn't give you her age. I'll give you her age.
Don't give me her age, because that's kind of, you know, I can do the math and figure it out. All 27 of them, huh?
Yes.
God dang, dude. I'm going to have to say that is true. That's a cap, as you say.
Is it true or not true?
I don't know, man. What the fuck is cap? Or what the hell does cap mean anyway?
Cap means not true. It means false.
Why? How? Hold on a minute, man. Why does that mean false?
I don't know. I don't make the rules.
I was just wanting to know how cap became false.
That's cap, bro. It's cap.
That's cap, man. That's cap. It's cap. All right, and then it's true, not cap, dude. It's anti-cap.
Fact. Yes, you know what a fact is, right? Do I need to define that too?
It's capless.
It's capless, so it's fact.
It's fact.
That is true. She has been alive to see all 27 Yankees World Series. She was born in 1919, making her 106 years old.
Whoa, man.
And the first Yankees World Series was in 1923.
Wow, man. She theoretically could have went to all of them.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, it's wild.
I wonder if she's a Yankees fan.
I mean, it'd be a good reason.
Yeah, I mean, if anybody should, she should be. What if she's a Red Sox fan, dude? That'd be horrible.
That'd be hilarious. She's from Chicago, though.
At least she lived long enough to see him win again. So
that's true. She's
from Chicago. Oh, at least she saw the Cubbies win then.
Hopefully, yeah, she didn't see the first one. She did not see the first one. Yeah, that's very true.
That's great. All right, what's the next one, dude?
Just a couple more Sister Jean facts. Sister Jean was
19. With these caps, man.
These are all facts. These are just still random facts. Sister Jean was 19 during the first NCAA tournament. She is older than sliced bread, which was 1928.
Nice.
She was born the same year Ohio State beat Michigan for the first time in football.
Before they were the Ohio State.
Yes. The world population has grown by over 6 billion people since Sister Jean's birth in 1919.
And she's responsible for zero of them. So there you go.
And Jackie Robinson and Sister Jean were born in the same year.
What? That's crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah. And she has seen 19 different U.S. presidents take office.
Huh. Does that include Trump twice?
I don't know.
I'm curious.
It said different presidents.
Yeah. So she's, wow, that's interesting. That's crazy. Impressive. Yeah.
Yes. Last factor cap. The Jets have won a Super Bowl, but never an AFC championship.
That is true.
That is true. That is fact. They
won Super Bowl as AFL champions.
As AFL champions. They won Super Bowl III. Green Bay won the first two, and then they won Super Bowl III as the AFL champions.
And he guaranteed it before the game.
Did he?
Yes, he did.
You were alive to see it, huh?
Old man. Oh, yeah, man. Me and Broadway Joe, we used to go to bar hops. I'd go hopping into bars all the time. No, dude, I don't even know that he was playing when I was born, man. Maybe when I was one or two.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Maybe older. I don't recall Joe Namath playing. But I do recall Joe Namath being everywhere. All the time. Like on Love Boat and all the TV shows and stuff. Broadway Joe. And that's because he guaranteed and then won the game. I mean, how many guys have you heard about guarantee and they don't ever win? He just hey, somebody's got to do it. Somebody's got to get lucky. And he made it happen. So.
Yeah. That's all I have for Factor Cap this week. I'm going to explain Start Bench Cut, and then I'm going to let you do it. So Start Bench Cut is a weekly segment on our podcast where... Not me, Padre, this week, will give us three things, three items, three players, three events, something like that, and we have to start one, bench one, and cut one. Basically, ranking happens every week, super fun. This is how you know we're getting to the end of the episode, because it's the last segment every week. So, Padre, I will let you take over. What is your start bench cut this week?
All right, man. It's going to be kind of odd, but it is what it is, man. Deal with it. You have to start... Bench and cut Cars, Incredibles, Toy Story.
Wow.
Like the franchises, if you will. You know what I'm saying?
That's tough. I have a Toy Story shirt on as we record. I'm wearing my Toy Story Rawhide shirt today.
What's that?
I'm wearing my Toy Story Rawhide shirt today. So, man, that's tough. That's tough. You want me to kick us off?
Yeah. Unless you want me to do it. I mean, it's up to you.
No, I'll do it. I'm going to start Cars. I think that's kind of the obvious one.
If Caleb's not here, I'm going to shake it up a little bit. You name your starter, I'll name my starter. You name your bench, I'll name my bench. You name your other, you name my other.
Okay. So I'm starting Cars.
All right. I'm starting Toy Story.
Yep. Oh, that's so tough. It's so tough. I love all three of these franchises.
I know, man. That's how I was sitting here and I was like, dude, that's a tough one.
Yeah. Man. I'm going to bench strictly off of the quantity, and I think all four of them are incredible, ironically enough. But I think all four of them are great movies, and so like they have – the quantity is more and the quality is there, so I'm going to have to bench Toy Story.
Yep, I got you on that one. I love Toy Stories. I think they're fantastic. And I'm a huge toy guy anyway, so that whole idea is cool.
I can't cut them when they're on my shirt, so.
Yeah. I am going to... This is tough, man. This is tough. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm going to cut... Oh, man. I'm going to have to cut the Incredibles, I think, dude.
So you're benching Cars?
So I'm going to have to bench Cars, dude.
Yeah, yeah. But don't get me wrong, Incredibles is great. Yeah. I mean, our dog is named Jack-Jack.
Yeah, dude.
Incredibles is fantastic.
Yeah, dude. That's why when I picked those two, I was like, I don't know, man. Tomorrow, I'd probably have a different rundown.
Yeah. Yeah, it just... For sure. For sure.
But I just thought it was a tough one because I was sitting here and I was like, I don't know if he has one or not, but I'll just throw it out there, dude. So.
Yeah, that's a good one. The one I had was football. I think I'll save that one for when Caleb's on. That was a good one. That was a good one. I had one in the back pocket in case you didn't have one, but we're good. We'll save that one for later.
Yeah, save it for Caleb when he comes back next week.
Yeah, but that's all I have for this week. You have anything else to say, Padre?
No, man. Just want to tell Caleb get well. And that's about it, man.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. In the future, if Caleb can't come on, you might be seeing more Padre. So hopefully you guys like his voice because he's not going anywhere anytime soon.
Yeah. I mean, I'll be a little more prepared next time. I just kind of did that in about an hour while I was eating some Taco Bell.
Yeah. That you made me go pick up.
Well, I had to work on my stuff, dude.
That's true.
I didn't make you buy it.
That's very true. That's very true. But I have to do all the spiels today, huh?
I can do a little bit of the donate spiel.
No, I'm excited for the donate. I never get to do the donate.
What's your other spiel, man?
The social media spiel. But you don't get to do that since you don't have social media.
Yeah, I don't know nothing about that, dude.
Me and Caleb, not my dad, me and Caleb are two broke 19-year-old boys just trying to make it in the sports world and the podcasting world. And that is not cheap. So we work really hard. We want to keep improving the show for you guys. But like I said, it's not cheap. We need money to do it. So if you would like to help us out, go to rss.com/writing-the-bench. Click that little donate button if you would like to help us out. Anything helps. We'd really appreciate it. It'll just help us expand the show. Maybe get some new mics. Maybe add some video eventually. Just expand the show. Make it better for you guys. Maybe some more content as well. You don't have to. If you can't, obviously don't. I'm going to be more polite about it than Caleb normally is. He normally says, just shut up and keep listening. I'm just going to say, just keep listening to the show. That's support enough. We love it. We love you guys. We love the support. But if you can donate, obviously we would really appreciate it. Go give us a follow on our social medias on Instagram and TikTok at Writing the Bench Pod. We are active on Instagram. We are working on getting active on TikTok, but the account is already up. Go follow us over there. We're posting updates on the show, things, our opinions on stuff. We want your opinions on things. So send us a DM. Let us know what you think about the show. Anything you want us to talk about. Send us your hot takes. Because we have a hot takes segment sometimes. So send us all that kind of stuff. But yeah, go follow us over there. Send us an email at writingthebenchmedia@gmail.com. If you want to sponsor. Yeah, sure. We'll take sponsorships now, Padre.
That'd be awesome.
That would be sick.
Do you have a price range for sponsorships?
No.
Like, what does a sponsorship get you, dude?
A shout out. We'll shout you out.
Yeah, for how much?
I think we need 188
birthday
bucks.
Greetings. Birthday greetings.
I think 188 bucks for the pro version of the Riverside. So 188 bucks, and you'll get a shout out at every podcast episode.
Yeah,
but you have to email us. We don't ever get emails, so you have to email us to make it happen, even though you live two doors down in the same house. Okay.
I'll just slide a note under the door.
There you go. If you like our show, tell your friends. If you don't like our show, tell your enemies, because they probably will. As a reminder, my name is Jacob Fagundes. I am joined with my dad, Tim Fagundes, on this week's episode. This has been the Writing the Bench Podcast. Stay bench, boys.